The State Bar Association had urged the court to make the fee voluntary and wait for the results of a study aimed at finding a permanent solution. But spokesperson Michelle Benke says forcing lawyers to pay a fee will discourage some from doing pro bono work they're already doing.
It'll bring new meaning to the phrase, I gave at the office.
But Justice Ann Walsh Bradley says $50 is not unreasonable.
I drive an SUV, and that's two tanks of gas. I'm not sure that that would cause me to alter the way that I see my obligation or lack of obligation to do pro bono work.
Still, Benke says the fee will discourage the legislature from stepping in to provide needed funds.
This will send a message to the public and the legislature and others that they can take this issue off their minds. They need not worry about it. They can simply go back to the lawyers and ask for an additional sum of money.
Supporters and opponents of the new fee agree the $850,000 it will raise will not be enough to fill the need, but the chief counsel for the trust fund that will distribute the money says legal aid groups will be working hard to get the legislature to provide more funds. John Skilton says he's already asked the governor to include $1 million for legal aid in the next budget.
Access to justice should not be a matter of whether you can afford to pay for a lawyer. It's something that is a bedrock principle in this country, and we've got to find a way, through any combination we can, of financing it.
The Supreme Court agreed the legislature should be playing a role. The justices agreed to wait for the results of the state bar study and to reassess the need for the fee once it's complete. Still, state bar officials fear the fee will become permanent. A Minnesota proposal would charge lawyers $175 annually to cover the costs of legal aid there. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.